And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we welcome back Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for the Palm Beach County Cultural Council. How are things doing with you, Marilyn?
Everything's great here at the Cultural Council.
Wonderful. Let's hear about all the excitement in Palm Beach County.
Well, there really is a little bit for everybody this summer, and this time of year is no exception. So I thought maybe people would like to know about Side by Side by Sondheim. And this is, as you know, like it's a really beloved show. And it's a conglomeration of his music. You know, you hear the best songs with the best lyrics, and it's the kind of show that you leave the theater singing along to your favorites.
Sure.
And it's just a wonderful experience. This is July 30th through August 9th and August 13th through the 16th. And it starts at Delray Beach Center for the Arts in July, and then it moves to the Kravis Center's Rinker Playhouse August 13th to 16th. So you have two chances to see it in two parts of the county. The Norton Museum of Art has a really interesting photography exhibit, and as the years go by, we're finding more and more really interesting photography here, and shows that even start here and move on to New York, for example. And a show that's going on, it opens on July 30th and it goes on through November 29th, is The Summer of 68, Photographing the Black Panthers. And this features a collection of 22 photographs by husband and wife team Perkel Jones and Ruth Marion Baruch. And what's really interesting is that this is not a series of photos of 60s militants. It actually shows the Black Panther Party as being socially engaged and creating community. There's over 22 photographs. It highlights the organization's work as a catalyst for social change in Oakland, California. And it's very unusual and should be of interest to quite a few people. I'm not sure if you know about the Multi-Jupiter Theater student productions, but they're amazing. And they're just terrific. And, you know, there's a lot of heart in these shows. And they're going to be doing Tennessee Williams' 1944 play, The Glass Menagerie. And this is on Saturday, August 15th. And the students are doing everything from acting to directing to doing the PR for the show. And, you know, The Glass Menagerie is that beautiful family drama about the domineering matriarch Amanda Wingfield and her two children, Laura, and the dreamer Tom, and a long-hoped-for gentleman caller. And it's a wonderful story that's going to be performed with a great deal of heart, and that's something that you won't want to miss. I've talked before about Palm Beach Drama Works doing these partially produced productions that are amazing. And they are going to be doing 110 in the Shade. And this is a play that's based on the novel The Rainmaker. This is going to be through August 14th through the 23rd. And it takes place in the 1930s, where the local population is suffering from drought. And there's a lonely woman who's worried she's going to be an old maid. And then all of a sudden enters the charismatic con man who tells the people he's a rainmaker and also allows this young woman to see the world in a completely different way. And it's really interesting how it's produced. People are reading from the scripts, but you get just as lost in this kind of production as you would in any drama. And of course, the Palm Beach Drama Works just is the best of the best. We have a wonderful organization here in Palm Beach County called the Kretzer Piano Music Foundation, and their mission is to bring music to children and seniors, and they're doing something that I think is crazy, and what they're doing is a physician's talent showcase. And so they've brought together 14 doctors from all over, and they are going to be performing together. And they're affiliated with 16 local hospitals and medical facilities, and they perform a concert. And so this is something that you won't want to miss. It's a lot of fun. They're very, very good. It's at the Harriet Himmel Theater in West Palm Beach on August 18th, and I guarantee you there's nothing like it. The Boca Museum of Art is doing a one-woman show. Brenda Zapatel is doing a collection of paintings that are really about the serenity of meditation, and their abstract expressionist works, and very beautiful, very interesting, and of course very zen. And that is on through August 23rd. And then the city of Boca, we have a lot in Boca. The Symphonia is doing a concert as part of the summer series. And they're going to have a special guest of the Orchid City Brass Band. And this is the kind of thing where you bring your blankets and your chairs and everybody gets some beverages, and it's a lot of fun, and that's on August 21st at 7:30 p.m. And so, Ed, finally, we've got The African Queen. This is a radio theater production, a radio version of the 1951 adventure film starring Katharine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart. It's at the Arts Garage. Again, a lot of fun, a new way to see theater. And that is on August 19th at 7:30 p.m., The Arts Garage. For those who are not familiar, you bring your food, you bring your wine, and it's a wonderful evening.
Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for the Palm Beach County Cultural Council, giving us all of that great arts event advice. And where do we find more information, Marilyn?
Just go to palmbeachculture.com.
Great weekend to you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And we want to bring on Peter Jay, our WLRN Program and Operations Director. He joins us now to talk about a very exciting new programming development. Peter, what's up?
There is a buzz at WLRN today, Ed, and it's all about classical music coming back to South Florida, both on the airwaves and on the internet. We're so happy to be able to
Bravo.
Do this for everyone here in our listening area and beyond. And that's what we're calling WLRN Classical. It'll be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starting at midnight on Sunday. Available both on WLRN HD2, the broadcast channel from WLRN, and also via the internet, which you can access at WLRN.org and click on the Listen Live button and just look for WLRN Classical.
So when radio went digital, we gained a couple of extra channels. Explain that.
That's right. And digital, it allows stations to create more than one program stream, and we have two right now. One is the same as our 91.3 station, NPR News and Information. The other will be classical music starting on Sunday evening. It does require a digital receiver, an HD-capable radio, if you're going to listen over the air. But again, you can also access the service online at WLRN.org.
Now, where do our listeners get an HD radio?
Well, you know, the big box stores are carrying them. You can look for various brands. There's one in particular that you're probably going to have an easy time finding. That's an Insignia radio, and it's very affordable. And if you're within our HD2 listening area, that'll work for you. You can also investigate other options online.
So our listeners can have this service, classical music, 24/7, 365.
Absolutely.
That's magnificent.
Well, we're very pleased, and we're looking forward to you tuning in.
Bravo, sir. And thank you, Peter Jay, our WLRN Program and Operations Director. We also want to mention quickly, WLRN WKWM Public Radio presents the Florida Keys Museum and Attractions Weekend, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Go to WLRN.org and get your admissions pass. It will get you into all of the great admissions, museums and attractions up and down the Keys, and they are numerous. More info at WLRN.org. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner, our technical director. We'd also like to thank our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Norman Van Aken, and Marilyn Bauer. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, of course, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, we hope, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.